Hello, this is the Fatigue Podcast. I'm your host, Kate O'Riordan. I'm a nutritional therapist and chronic fatigue recoverer. So my mission is to help women with fatigue, brain fog and bloating to have more energy to do the things they enjoy and get things done. If you're looking to feel energized and normal again, then you're in the right place. My goal with this podcast is to share my story of how I recovered from chronic fatigue syndrome, share others' inspiring stories, and share useful nutrition tips on how to have more energy. Welcome to the Fatigue Podcast. Hi everyone, and today on the Fatigue Podcast, I'm going to be talking about three tips for supporting your adrenal glands. So when you listen, you'll discover three simple sort of nutrition and lifestyle tips that you can do so you can support your adrenal glands and start to have more energy. So your adrenals are glands that secrete a hormone, cortisol, and this is something, I suppose, that it sort of peaks. It should peak if your hormones are balanced first thing in the morning. It helps you to get out of bed and wake up, and then it gradually drops over the day until at the end of the day it's quite low, and then it allows you to get to sleep. However, for people who may have adrenal fatigue or chronic fatigue or even just general tiredness, what can often happen, and that I have seen on tests, is that they can get peaks of cortisol at, you know, different parts of the day when they shouldn't. So they can get peaks later in the day or in the middle of the day. The cortisol can be high the whole day, or it can be really low and when they're just completely exhausted and have no get up and go. So it's really important when you're dealing with fatigue to look at your adrenal glands and your hormones such as cortisol. So with cortisol hormone, if you're constantly sort of driving your adrenal glands, if you're constantly pushing yourself, never stopping to rest, you know, just go, 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 then eventually your adrenal glands can struggle to keep up with it, and they can stop producing so much cortisol. Your cortisol levels can drop, and this can be when you're in that complete burnout and exhaustion phase of sort of chronic fatigue, where you just struggle to get up in the morning. So let me start with my first tip for supporting your adrenal glands so you can, you know, increase your energy so you're able to get more things done. So the first thing I'd recommend is make sure you have breakfast within an hour of waking up, because if you're not sort of eating in the morning, this can drop your blood sugar level, and when your blood sugar level drops, and you know you start being active, doing things in the morning, you know, maybe dropping the kids off school or going on the commute to work, you're using energy, but you haven't put any fuel into your tank, so you start getting a sort of energy drop, and then sort of craving sugary things maybe mid morning. So having the breakfast, it just helps support your blood sugar level so that you don't get that blood sugar drop, which increases cortisol levels, and which again can cause overproduction of the cortisol throughout the day, which can drain your energy in the long term. So my second tip for supporting the adrenal glands would be also to make sure you're eating every 2 to 3 hours. I know, yeah, there are health benefits to fasting. However, when you're very exhausted with chronic fatigue, this probably isn't a good idea,
because you need to make sure your blood sugar is steady and you're, you know, secreting steady amounts of cortisol without those dips and spikes, which can leave you feeling like you're on a roller coaster. So that's definitely important as well. Unless, you know, if you don't have fatigue, then you probably might be able to cope better. But yeah, my third tip for supporting the adrenal glands would be to make sure that you're going to bed before 10 p.m. As you know, on tests, I have seen that if you're staying up late, maybe stay up to midnight, this can cause an increase in cortisol levels at a time when it should be dropping and allowing you to go to sleep. So making sure you have a time to wind down before bed, you know, get to bed before 10, and you're going with your body's natural rhythms of slowing down and, you know, going to sleep when your cortisol is low. And it can just help you stay in balance and help you, you know, to wake up feeling more rested and having the right sort of cortisol surge in the morning to wake you up and get out of bed. So the fourth tip I would recommend for supporting the adrenal glands would be to avoid having caffeinated drinks. Or just having sort of one caffeinated drink such as tea or coffee in the morning and then sort of avoiding it for the rest of the day, because when you have these caffeinated teas and coffees, again, it pushes your adrenal glands to produce more cortisol, which, although it can feel like it's giving you a short-term energy boost, this soon sort of fades away quickly, and then you crave more tea and coffee, and it's a negative cycle, and you're constantly pushing your adrenal glands to produce more cortisol, more, which can over the long term lead to crashing and the adrenal fatigue. So it's so important to do these self-care things for balancing your hormones. And yeah, so I mean, I sort of help tired women over 40 who want to have more energy, you know, to get things done. And I've actually, at the moment, I've got one more space available this year for someone to start before Christmas, and then I'm fully booked. So if you know, you're someone who's motivated and committed and ready for change, then do get in touch. You can find my website at kateoriordan.com. That's Kate, then OriordanCom. Get in touch there if you would like to perhaps book a 30-minute discovery call where we can have a chat. And then we can go from there. So yeah, I hope that's been informative and helpful for you. Apologies for the gap in podcast episodes. I've been crazy busy the last couple of weeks. Just had so many combination of having a lot of clients and being virtually fully booked with appointments. Also, we've been having building work in the house, which means it's been difficult, you know, for me to record the podcast because of the noise from the builders. And also, I don't know if some of you may know, but I actually sing in a choir called Rock Choir. And because it's the Christmas period, we've been having a lot of choir gigs as well, you know, singing Christmas carols. So apologies for the delay. I'm going to probably say I may have to go down to podcast episodes every 2 weeks until Christmas, just because I've got such a busy schedule at the moment. But if I can fit in more, if I can possibly do weekly, I will do my best to, you know, do the episode so I can share with you these helpful tips, which I know can make such a real difference for you guys. So yeah, I'll do my best. I may have to take a break over Christmas as well, obviously, because I've been having, you know, doing things with family, and or possibly towards the end of the Christmas period, I might be able to maybe batch make some podcasts for you, which would be really good. Then I'll be back in the running in January. So that's another lesson, isn't it? Don't take on too much. It can lead to overwhelm and issues there. But anyway, thanks so much for listening. And, you know, if you have found these podcast episodes helpful, do possibly leave a review, as it can, you know, help other people as well. And I'll be back hopefully next week or as soon as possible with another episode with more helpful tips for fatigue and more, you know, things to avoid, more myths for fatigue. And just sharing my knowledge with you guys, because so many people nowadays are struggling with fatigue. It's, you know, with such a busy lifestyles, especially a lot of women who are expected to be mums, be wives, you know, work full time, you know, clean the house, do the cooking, all the expectations and pressures on us. That's why I specifically help, you know, working women who are really struggling, and especially women over 40 who their hormones, you know, they start getting that hormone levels drop, the estrogen and progesterone drop, and can start getting further fatigue and mood issues. So, you know, I really enjoy helping you guys because, you know, we really need that support. So yeah, oh well, thanks for listening, and hope you're having a lovely week, and take care, and wherever you are in the world, have a lovely day or night, and I will speak to you soon. Sending you lots of love and healthy energy. Okay, bye for now, take care.